ZESA to develop cost-effective power generation master plan. Zimbabwe is exploring cheap power generation options. The country currently has an electricity deficit of about 37%. Zimbabwe will consider generation from all sources. Zimbabwe Electricity Supply Authority, ZESA, plans to develop a national network master plan to identify cost-effective power generation projects to secure power supply in the country. Zimbabwe plans to develop several projects mainly through public-private partnerships and independent power producers. These projects are aimed at turning it into a net exporter of electricity. Energy and Power Development Permanent Secretary, Dr. Gloria Magombo, noted that the project's objective is to identify the cheapest power generation options. In addition, the master plan will address issues around climate change, renewable energy, and meeting SDG 7. ZESA plans to complete the drafting of the master plan's blueprint by the end of the year. According to ZESA, the project will consider various energy generation sources, including fossil fuels and renewable energy. While Zimbabwe is looking to provide sustainable energy, it will also continue to invest in fossil generation for a secure and reliable energy mix. Zimbabwe's power supply is currently obtained from two main sources, the Kariba Hydropower Station and the coal-fired Hwange Power Station. Current electricity demand is above the supply capacity by about 37%, as peak demand reach is 1.7 gigawatts. In contrast, generation capacity hovers at 1.2 gigawatts, with the deficit being covered by importation of power rationing. China's Sinohydro is currently constructing Hwange Power Station Unit 7 and 8, which is expected to increase grid capacity by 600 megawatts. Zambia and Zimbabwe are currently planning to develop a joint project, the 2.4 gigawatts Batoka George Hydroelectric Power Station on the Zambezi River.